Gold is taking another hit this morning as the U.S.-China trade war uncertainties are causing investors to flee to the dollar as that index continues to rise. Palladium, however, reached another all-time high, breaking the $1,700 mark. More news from the metals and miners this morning here on Mining Stock Daily. Hey everybody, welcome to Mining Stock Daily. This is your host Trevor Hall, and today is the last day of September, Monday, September 30th. Thank you so much for tuning in. Between Tuesday and Friday last week, gold had $44 removed from its market valuation, with most of the price reduction occurring during the COMEX floor trading hours. Silver was hit even harder on a percentage basis as the price was taken down over $1 and below $18. The Mining Stock Journal said that with a near parabolic move in gold and silver over the last 3 months, plus the COMEX gold futures open interest hitting an all-time high last Tuesday, it appears as if the bullion banks are in the process of implementing a classic open interest liquidation operation to monetize the near record net short position in gold contracts taken on by the COMEX banks. The newsletter added that there's a possibility the gold price will fall to another $100 before the COMEX open interest in gold is reduced to a more normalized level of 450,000 to 500,000 contracts. Today's briefing is brought to you by Pacific Empire Minerals. Pacific Empire Minerals is a junior exploration company focused on the discovery of gold-rich copper deposits in British Columbia. Pacific Empire trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PEMC and on the OTCQB markets under the symbol PEMSF. The company currently has a very tight share structure. Pacific Empire's unique approach to the prospect generator business model incorporates the company's own reverse circulation drill to advance projects beyond that of typical prospect generators. More information on Pacific Empire can be found at pemcorp.ca. Here's what you need to know today out of the junior resource sector. Samafo shared their results this morning from a preliminary economic assessment for its Nabanga project in Burkina Faso. The PEA shows a project with an after-tax NPV of $100 million, producing 571,000 ounces of gold throughout the life of a mine at an all-in sustaining cost of $760 per ounce. Mine life is slated for 8 years and comes with a capex price of $84 million. The company says the goal of the PEA study was to assess the initial economic viability and to identify areas of improvement to rank Nabanga within Samafo's development pipeline. Samafo trades on the TSX with the symbol SMF and also on the US OTC markets with SEMFF. McEwen Mining shared more exploration results from its Stock property near Timmins, Canada, which is part of the Great Black Fox Complex owned by the company. Two drill intersections at Stock East returned positive results, including 34.7 grams per ton gold over 5.9 meters and 83.5 grams per ton gold over 5.6 meters. Within that intersection, there was also a section grading 417 grams per ton gold over 1.1 meter. Drilling is continuing along the 3-kilometer trend. The company says Stock has become an exploration priority now that the presence of new high-grade intersections together with previous results strengthens their conviction that the Stock East deposit hosts higher-grade zones that could potentially be mined using existing nearby underground mine workings. A resource update from the Stock property is planned for year-end. McEwen Mining trades on the NYSE and the TSX with the symbol MUX. Great Bear Resources says it has completed 14 drill fences spaced from 50 to 800 meters apart along 3.2 kilometers of the LP fault and have a larger number of drill results pending. CEO Chris Taylor went on this morning's press release to say new observations have transformed the company's understanding of the LP fault mineralization system as to an observation of similar and correlatable geology and/or mineralization styles within all drill holes intersecting the structure to date. In the release, the company included it appears these are portions of a continuous mineralized system spanning kilometers of strike length, which remains open along strike and at depth. Great Bear also shared drill results this morning from the Oro Zone. The highlights included 2.09 grams per ton gold over 41 meters from a step-out hole at Oro. Great Bear trades on the TSX Venture with GBR and on the US OTC markets with GTBDF. Precipitate Gold announced a non-brokered private placement units to raise up to $1.5 million. Each unit consists of one common share and one half-share purchase warrant. The proceeds from the offering will be used to fund the company's continued exploration and development on the Pueblo Grande project in the Dominican Republic, and for general working capital purposes. The Mining Stock Journal said that Precipitate is getting ready to drill carefully planned targets on its Pueblo Grande property, which sits adjacent to the Barrick's Pueblo Viejo mine in the Dominican, one of the biggest and most profitable gold mines in the world. The company's shares trade under PREIF in the U.S. and PRG on the TSX Venture Exchange. Prophecy Development announced it has commenced its 5,000-meter drilling campaign at the Pulacayo Paca silver-zinc-lead deposit in Bolivia. First set of assay results are expected in November. Phase 1 drilling will be comprised of surface drilling to expand the NI 43-101-compliant resource in the northern and eastern directions. Prophecy says it will also evaluate upgrading the Paca resource from an inferred category to measured and indicated through infill drilling. Prophecy Development trades on the TSX with the symbol PCY and on the OTC markets in the U.S. with the symbol PRPCF. That's it from us today here at Mining Stock Daily. Thanks again for tuning in. If you have not already, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button on your app or you use to listen to the briefing. And also feel free to provide a review of the show if you would like. We always appreciate your feedback. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be well.
Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.